Get on to this now. Oh, in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Hey there, everybody.
Hi, everybody. Hello, Dr. Nick. All right, welcome everyone to podcast numero 50. That's 5 in Spanish for those that didn't know.
Someone need to put the SAP button on this podcast.
That's actually located. You have to hit Control F4 or Alt F4 or some shit, and it's in there.
If it's coming out Spanish, Alt F4, you guys will be fine. Trust me.
Mandy could not be with us today, but we are joined by Tim for the second week in a row, making his guest star appearance. And we also have George, his fifth week in a row, making his non-guest star appearance.
And yourself.
And myself, of course. So I'm here. Let's hop into news topics. Some hilariously pathetic news topics this week. First one is some disc shipping issues for LEGO Lord of the Rings and Black Ops 2 for PC. LEGO Lord of the Rings, they actually had their discs marked as demo and as the full game. Apparently they recalled a bunch of them, even though it's fully functional. So unless you care about it saying demo, it's not a big deal.
It's probably just I don't know why they would recall it, why they'd spend that much money. They're probably trying to avoid any issues with people like returning and saying, oh, it's just a demo and blah, 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 blah.
Yeah, most likely. And then the other one, is that for disc number 2 of Black Ops on PC, some people actually, it's labeled Disc 2. I mean, it says Black Ops Disc 2 on the front, but when you put it in the computer and it reads it up, it actually is Mass Effect 2. So that's pretty funny and pretty sad, especially for a company like Activision that big. And the funniest thing is it's two games made by completely two different publishers.
Yeah, EA published it. It's like it was a free advertisement for their competitor.
Yeah, so that was hilariously bad.
What was the best part about it was BioWare or EA, since they just came out with that Mass Effect trilogy that had all of them together, and they took advantage of it, saying that the people that like the first 50 or so people that took a picture of their Black Ops 2 disc that showed the goofiness that was the Mass Effect install, they gave it to them for free.
Oh, the trilogy.
Yeah, might as well take advantage of the free publicity, right?
Yeah, I mean, good move by them, I guess. I mean, they're not looking bad, and they actually look good in the whole thing.
Yep.
Because Activision's the ones that fucked up, as usual. In other news, Xbox Live just turned 10 within this past week. Apparently several people got special edition Xbox Live 360s for turning 10. If they had the account for 10 years, that's kind of cool. And then other people got like free Avatar helmets for Xbox Live, which, I mean, if that's cool for some people, I personally wouldn't care at all. I'd never mess with my Avatar stuff that much.
Well, since I know all of us have Xbox Live, Greg had Xbox Live. how long have you guys been on?
Timmy, go ahead.
I think I'm just over 5 years, but that's through at least 2 and I think maybe 3 accounts. So I'm not sure how they would count that, but I got it. I think it was the fall of 2007 that I started on it.
I know mine, my current account, I've been on with 5 years, but between like two or three other accounts like Tim, I've probably been on there like 7 or 8 sometime. Whenever Halo 2 came out was that year that I got Xbox Live.
Yeah, that came out 8 years ago this month.
Yeah, so it would have been about 8 years.
So same for me. Before I sold my Xbox and canceled Live two months ago, it would have been 8 years this month because I got it when Halo 2 came out. So same as you, George.
Yeah.
They sent me an email thanking me for being with them forever, blah, 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 even though I just canceled my stuff like 2 months ago, but they still sent me an email. They still send me emails all the time about all kinds of crap for Xbox Live. Just garbage. I just delete them automatically.
They're hoping to bring you back, make you one of us.
Yeah, that's not going to happen. I don't know if this Black Ops PS3 garbage continues. we'll get to that in a few moments. Also, in other news, Wii U releases in 2 days. Well, 2 days from this recording, probably a few days before this gets released.
Sunday the 18th.
Correct. So, this has probably been like the most quiet console release I can remember in a while. I don't hear a lot of people talking about it. I'm not excited personally. I don't know a lot of people that are excited about it. What are your guys' thoughts on that?
Tim, go ahead.
Yeah, I had completely forgotten it was even about to release. It's just, I don't want to say it's flown under the radar because I don't think it's even that. I think it's just no one really, well, I shouldn't say no one, but I just really think that not very many people are interested in it. I personally have no interest in it. The only reason I would get a Nintendo system would be to play their older Mario and Zelda and Donkey Kong games, which I can do that on older systems than this Wii U, so I won't be picking it up.
Yeah, I know. Go ahead.
No, you finish your comment.
So yeah, I'm the same way pretty much. I'm not interested in it. Like at work last week, we had a meeting, and one of the topics we went over is Wii U, just informing us of what it can do, just so when people ask us questions at work, we can explain to them and know what we're talking about. But from what I've seen, I don't think it's really anything that special. I mean, you have a giant tablet controller that's interactive, so you can play that with games, which I don't care about. You can show pictures from that tablet. Like, you can slide them to your TV screen, which pretty much most mobile devices these days haven't been able to do that for a long time. So I just don't see it's in HD, which the other two consoles have been in HD since they came out. So I just don't see the big draw to it.
I know personally for me, I'm interested, but I'm not excited. And what it comes down to is this is the first Nintendo's kind of finally catching up after seeming like two generations. They kind of started falling back with the 64 by not going with the optical media like they should have. And then the GameCube should have been online when the PS2 and the Xbox. And then the Wii didn't necessarily have to be HD, but its online could have been a lot better. And so to me, it seems like Nintendo's finally caught up and trying to be ahead of the curve. But considering this is their real first time doing this with the console, dealing with DLC and an online community, that I'm apprehensive because Nintendo makes great games. I'm not, Mario, Zelda, Metroid, love their games. But friend codes on the Wii and the DS, and they've never been really good on the kind of like the system software kind of side. So I'm apprehensive, but if they can pull it off, for me to have like Mario Kart that you could play or Smash Brothers that you could play online in HD and it work, unlike Smash Brothers Brawl on the Wii, would be fantastic. And I could see them really taking charge of the next generation if they pull it off. If not, it's just going to be another Wii.
Yeah. I agree.
Yeah, so, I would agree with that.
The biggest hurdle Nintendo has right now, and I was discussing this with someone else previously, was who are they trying to catch? they stuck with the Wii name, with the Wii U, but all those people, all those casual gamers that bought a Wii in the first place who own, they own like four games, Wii Sports, Wii Sports Resort, Wii Fit, and like Wii Play. That's it. They don't really, they bought the Wii, they made them a lot of money, but they're not the people like us who are constantly looking for the new thing, you know, supporting the systems.
Yeah, they're not their core gamer, they're just the casual, and I mean, to them it's more of a novelty thing. It's not a really big hobby for them like it is for us.
It's just a kid thing.
Exactly. And so what Wii U needs to do, what Nintendo needs to do, I know that they want to have their own identity, and they have plenty of exclusives to keep their own identity. They have Mario, Zelda, Metroid, Donkey Kong, Super Smash Bros. They have plenty of exclusives that will pull in the Nintendo fanboys, but they definitely, and I know they're trying to do it with this Wii U, but they need to accomplish it, is they really need to move into having a solid online infrastructure. That's what gaming is now. It's 90% of the time, it's, well, probably not that much, but a large majority of it is online. Most people are into the online portion of gaming, and if they want to be competitive in the future, they need to start moving towards online focus.
It's that staying power of people. It's like the people, you know, play Call of Duty for a year straight and that's it. Those guys spend the money on the map packs and the season passes and the elite. That's what Nintendo needs. And they're trying to do it with, I mean, just look at their launch lineup. I mean, they have Mass Effect, Assassin's Creed, Black Ops 2. They secured Bayonetta 2 for an exclusive. So they're trying, and they need to keep pushing that for the system not to be a failure like it was with the Wii and the GameCube and the 64.
Yeah.
Which I love those consoles. I love GameCube's like my favorite console. But if you look at the Wii sucked for third-party developers. Nintendo made money, but you know, if you were EA or Konami, you know what they did for the last 2013 soccer games?
What's that?
They literally just updated the rosters and changed the uniforms, and that was it. The menu. So
it's like Madden.
No, they did less in work than Madden. They didn't change anything.
That's not really possible.
like if you look at the screenshots of like the opening menu, it's like they changed, if like the team's uniform changed, that's all they did, and they updated the rosters. Besides that, it's the exact same engine. The menus are exactly the same, and they still charge full price.
Very nice.
And that's a problem with developing for the Wii. It's just like, oh, no one's gonna buy this, so let's not even waste the money.
Yeah.
Anyway, that's my rant on the Wii U. I'm hopeful, because God, I want Smash Brothers to work, because Brawl sucked dick on Wii.
See, I never played Brawl. I've just always stayed with Melee, because Melee was awesome.
Brawl sucks so bad.
One other thing newsworthy. Next Tuesday, Borderlands 2's second DLC is going to be released, so for every Borderlands 2 fans out there, the game's only been out for, what, 2 months now, and they've already come out with two different DLCs?
Yep, the first Borderlands had an amazing batch of DLC.
They
did DLC right.
I didn't play their DLC, but I've heard from a lot of people that their DLC is, like, what DLC should be.
Yeah, three out of the four that they released should be the template for how DLC should be released. The second, or the last one, which was the second one they released, it didn't add to the story, it didn't add any of the other things that the other three added. It was just sort of a wave, like a firefight, I guess, type of a thing.
Like horde, yeah. Horde and firefight.
Yeah.
Which, you know, some people like that, but eh.
Yeah, I mean, it was worth having if you were getting, like, the Game of the Year edition. I always, if I was telling somebody about it, I told them generally you'd want to skip it if you didn't want to pay the extra $10, just because if you're doing it alone, I mean, and I've played Borderlands alone, it's not as good, but it's still worth playing, and that is next to impossible to do alone. It was not user-friendly for a solo player at all.
Mm-hmm.
That's good. Well, it sucks, but that's cool, too, that they at least tried to focus on the co-op aspect.
So I think that's probably about wraps up for gaming news. I mean, there wasn't a whole lot of major news this week again.
Yeah, it'll pick up once the holiday season's. They don't want to stir up too much of anything. But since we're there, let's talk about what has come out, shall we?
All right, so obviously the biggest release in the past week is definitely Call of Duty Black Ops 2.
Yep, I got the list here, so I want to just go through it real quick.
Yeah, that's fine.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, a bunch of Wii U stuff coming out. I'm not going to go through that list because that's just a lot. But take a look on for Sunday coming out. Oh, that's next week, so I don't have to talk about it.
Yeah, that's in 2 days.
Let's see. Lego Lord of the Rings for the 360, PS3, and Wii. The handheld ones came out last week or the week before. For the 3DS, the new Paper Mario Sticker Star, which is actually pretty fun, came out. Let's see. Black Ops 2 on 360, PS3, PC. Wonder Book for the PS3.
Ooh, Wonder Book, yeah.
Wonder Book, ladies and gentlemen, Wonder Book. The PS Vita got its own Black Ops. And besides that, that it.
I've read some tidbits. I don't know how true this was, but I read some things a couple days ago about the PS Vita Black Ops copy. From what I've read, they started developing that in May, so that's why they didn't really have anything for E3 the next month. And so they pretty much worked on it for like 5 months, and it's gotten terrible reviews. Tim earlier was mentioning how
Game Informer just tore it to bits.
Like, completely ripped them. So
IGN? No, there's somewhere I read that. I think the best line I pulled from it was, the single player campaign is five demo levels strung together in a glorified campaign.
Yeah, I heard that the Vita Black Ops copy was just awful.
Yeah. Which I kind of want to find out if it's true about them just starting it up. Because they announced it when the Vita was first announced, didn't they?
I don't recall.
Because I thought they announced it when the Vita first was announced. Which I remember being like, if they can pull it off, that'll fucking kill. And apparently they haven't.
Yeah, and so pretty much the only major release this week is Black Ops 2.
What do you think about that? Like the game, if you played it?
Well, I've played it a good amount. So I had to work the midnight release. We probably had like 35 people. Not a huge turnout, but so I worked the midnight release, sold some copies, and then I bought my copy, went home and played it. Tried to play it. I've played it on and off for the last few days. Well, I've tried to play it. Major, major issues. Holy Christ on a bicycle, is it? Like, just ridiculous issues. I know Call of Duty, every year when it releases, has issues. But this is my first release of a Call of Duty on PS3, because usually I bought it for Xbox. So, yeah, Xbox had some issues, but it was normally playable. PS3, it's been awful. So far, since Tuesday when it released, Tuesday morning, my PS3 has hard locked and frozen up on me, and I've had to manually reset it 7 times.
Wow.
Since I've owned the PS3, which is about 18 months, it's hard locked on me, I think, twice. So, yeah, in the past 3 days, it's locked up on me 7 times. A lot of times in the lobby, it can be completely full, no players needed, and it will keep saying balancing teams and flipping the teams back and forth, and the game won't start. I've watched that go on in a lobby for 10 or 15 minutes straight. It happens all the time. That's another big issue. I know a couple days ago the servers were completely down. You couldn't even get into a lobby for about, I want to say, 6 or 8 hours straight. You get booted out of games a lot. The lag has been pretty terrible. I guess the new lag compensation system that they used in Modern Warfare 3, I'm guessing they use the same crappy system in Black Ops 2. Mm-hmm. So a lot of times, one-on-one gunfight is just completely up to the connection and the lag. It has nothing to do with the gun you're using, the player you are, none of that. You can shoot somebody, put half a clip into them, and then have them shoot them first and then have them kill you. On the kill cam, you're just standing there, not doing anything. A lot of times people will run around the corner, and they'll kill you before they barely even show up on your screen, so you don't have any time to react. And then again, on the kill cam, you're just standing there while they run up to you and shoot you. So it's pretty much a giant mess at this point. And until they patch it, which will hopefully be soon, I don't see things changing that much.
What do you think? Have you played any of the single player?
Haven't touched the single player yet. I heard it starts slow, but it gets actually pretty decent considering it's a Call of Duty single player. It actually gets pretty good throughout the game, so I haven't touched that yet.
What do you think, gameplay-wise and comparing to the other Call of Duties, where would you place it? Not the multiplayer side.
Did you say for the multiplayer?
Yeah, on the multiplayer side, where would you rank it compared to the other Call of Duties, and what do you think of like the actual gameplay connection issues, notwithstanding?
I would say it's probably middle of the pack. For me, in my opinion, World at War is my least favorite as far as the multiplayer goes. I just don't like the setting of World War II. I thought, like, at the time it was overplayed, and now Modern Warfare is overplayed. But wasn't a fan of the World War II setting, didn't like the guns. I thought Dogs at 7 kills was ridiculously overpowered. It doesn't come close to Call of Duty 4. Nothing will. Call of Duty 4 is still by far the best Call of Duty for multiplayer. That still remains true. So it's not taking into consideration the lag and the issues. I would say it's okay. It's decent.
You gotten to play it yet, Tim?
Thanks to Halo 4, I am passing on Black Ops 2 this year, so I have not gotten a chance to play it.
Woo! Well, I know I personally, we opened some copies for people to play at the store, and Josh started playing it, and then I played about an hour's worth, and it's faster than Black Ops. It's not as fast as Modern Warfare, but overall, the first match I played, I was literally bored, because the teams were full, but the map was just too big. For the teams being full, it was just regular team deathmatch. And I literally ran around like the last, I don't know, 5 minutes of the match or however many minutes of the match and didn't kill anyone or see anyone besides my teammates.
It seems like a couple of the maps are like super small and really fast paced, and then a couple of the maps are really big and have a lot of dead space. But I'm glad that they're not all tiny. I kind of like having bigger maps for like ground war and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
It is a lot faster paced than I've noticed with other Call of Duty games because they try to nerf camping and get rid of it altogether. They just want you to run around and run and gun. So Ghost now only protects you against UAVs if you're moving and you don't unlock it until level 55, which is the max level. So pretty much everybody's just running gunning. You can't really camp or anything like that. I like the pick 10 system. I like how it's more flexible. You can choose no third perk and two first perks if you want. So I do like the pick 10 system. I do like the idea of score streaks. You can't have some asshole like playing domination and camping and not getting flags and like raining down terror because it takes them three times as many kills. So I do like the fact that if you're playing an objective game, you get way more points towards your kill streaks if you actually get the objective. So, I mean, they've done some good things, but as far as connection goes and glitches, there's been major issues.
Yeah. Well, what I've few matches I played, I still hate there's like one map I liked. The spawns are still shit. I mean, I ran into two instances where I was running towards a guy, he ran towards me, he killed me, he was running towards my spawn. I spawned in the spawn and he killed me again, and then I've had it happen the other way where I killed a guy, ran in, and saw him spawn and got to kill him again.
Yeah, I've had some issues with spawning, which that's in every Call of Duty I've played. Yeah. Spawns are just going to be shit in Call of Duty.
I have to agree with you on the pick 10. It's a pretty interesting way to work their loadout system.
Mm-hmm.
And I know I personally, I like having the multiple perks, and I tend to get rid of my extra flashbangs. I'll keep like my extra, whatever, the item grenades or whatever, like flashbang or smoke. I'll get rid of those and just keep like a Semtex or something.
Yeah. So this is the good and bad. I would say it's probably middle of the pack for me. Like I said, nothing will touch 4. But I mean, when I can play it, I'm not having lag issues and connection issues. I'm having a decent time with it.
I'm personally, what little I played. I'll play it a little bit longer, but I think Halo, if I had to buy one, I'd buy Halo.
Oh, if I had my 360 and somebody said you can only buy Call of Duty or Halo, I would buy Halo 10 times out of 10, hands down. Halo is by far the better game. It always has been, always will be.
Woo! Agree with that, Tim?
Yeah, I would agree with that.
Okay. That's interesting. We're Halo fanboys, ladies and gentlemen. We're sorry. Greg, we'll get you up here and we'll get you to play some Halo with us.
Yeah, that'd be fun. I guess.
Tim, you're on your own. Since you're all the way out in South Dakota.
We'll just have a road trip.
Road trip. So, yeah. Black Ops. So, what are we moving on to next, Greg?
I was actually thinking about today talking about old games or series that we'd like to see revived. So, if you guys want to talk about that, we could do that.
I like it.
Okay, who wants to start it off?
Old series we'd like to see revived or brought back. I got a few. Can we just like name stuff off?
Yeah, that's fine. You don't have to have one. You can have more than one.
There's one series or one game that I wish they'd go back and do a sequel to, just because I actually liked the story. Was the original Prince of Persia that came out on 360 and PS3, the cel-shaded one.
Mm-hmm.
The art style was just gorgeous. The game was beautiful. The gameplay was boring, to be honest. It wasn't that difficult. It was pretty much quick time events, to be honest. And there was no punishment for dying or failing a certain part. You couldn't really lose. So the game never really felt challenging. But the story that they made with it and what happened at the end of the first game was just like, oh my god, what are they going to do? And then pretty much the game did so badly for them that they completely redid it, came out with The Prince of Persia, Forgotten Sands, and are pretty much leaving it to die.
Yeah, I actually I've seen people play the Prince of Persia games, but I've actually never played one. They look pretty fun, though.
Yeah, I'm the same. I've never played one, but I got a friend that used to play all of them, so I've seen a lot of them, but I've never actually gotten a chance to play them.
This the first one, I played a little bit of Sands of Time and liked what I played because it was platforming, and the combat was kind of simple compared to, like, I don't know, God of War or something like that. But the platforming sections were like, oh my god, if you fuck up, well, haha, you know, bad you, try again. It was one of those... Like, it's like playing a Mario game where, you know, if you die, it's because you don't know how to fucking jump. It was the same thing with Prince of Persia, except in a 3D, where, you know, he's running against walls and jumping all this stuff. And if you don't do it right, he dies because you suck. Not because you missed a button cue or something.
Yeah.
So I like the platforming was just a little bit too easy, but the game was beautiful. And then they released an epilogue DLC to try to, like, close up the story. But all they did was just kind of, like, leave you on an even bigger cliffhanger than the original story did. So I know that's just one. I wish they'd revisit it in some way, shape, or form just to wrap up that story. Because the world was interesting. And it had probably one of the best endings I've played in a game in a while.
Hmm. Okay, that's a good choice then. There's anything else?
For a remake / sequel, Legend of Dragoon for the PlayStation 1.
I never played that.
Pretty cool turn-based RPG. It had dragons, which was badass. But the combat system was actually more dynamic than just, you know, select attack and they're going to attack. Whenever you went to attack, you like this little square would show up. And there's another bigger square that got smaller and smaller. And as it overlapped the smaller square, you're supposed to hit attack.
Mm-hmm.
And pretty much if you did it perfectly, it increased the attack and made it into a combo. So if you were really good, you could finish the combo and do major damage. If you sucked, you only got two hits in, didn't get to finish the combo. But enemies could also counter in the middle of it. So instead of hitting, you could be like XX. And then they'll flash red, and you had to hit circle so you could counter it and continue your combo, or else they'd hit you and you take damage. So the combat was dynamic and the story was pretty interesting on in the what was happening in the world of that game. And it's just one that like Final Fantasy came out, Final Fantasy VII came out, and Final Fantasy VIII, and they came out about that time, and it had voice acting, which after playing a Final Fantasy game is like, it looked good, it looked almost as good as VIII, and then you hear the characters talking, you're like, what? I don't have to read? They're talking?
Yeah, I don't have to read, like, every single line in the game ever.
Yeah, it was just, it was a fantastic game, and I really wish they'd go back and revisit it and either do an HD remake or go back and do some kind of sequel. Because fuck yeah, dragons.
And if you don't like dragons, fuck you.
Exactly.
I'm America. All right, Tim, your choices?
Yeah, I've got four of them, actually. Three of them I think will be popular choices. The fourth, I don't know how well-received that would be. But the first one is definitely NFL 2K, just to give Madden any type of competition and move football games forward in any way.
A freaking greed. Holy crap, couldn't agree more. Madden sucks.
I've played games, but I'd have to agree with just Madden having some kind of competition just to see. I don't know. That it seems like what I hear from people who play Madden a lot every year is just, they changed enough, but, you know, it's Madden. That's always what I hear. It's Madden.
Madden, yep, is the Call of Duty of sports games. That's what I like to refer to it as. It pretty much, they make very small changes every year just to say they made changes so people will buy it. But pretty much all you're buying every single year is a roster update and maybe some graphical changes. I know this past Madden, they added a new engine, like a collision engine. Yes, and the only good thing about that is after the plays, computer players run into each other, and it's pretty hilarious results at times. But, yeah, I'm a huge football fan, even though the Dolphins always suck ass, like this year. And, yeah, it's just I refuse to buy Madden every year, even though I love football, because it's just not worth my money. It's awful. So 2K should definitely come back. That'd be awesome.
They tried. It didn't work.
I know. They needed to try again. We need some kind of competition for Madden. 2K8.
God, that game was horrible. What else, Tim?
Oh, the next one would be, they've been teasing this for a while, but Star Wars Battlefront 3. I've been wanting that basically since Battlefront 2 came out, and I played that just constantly. And it seems like every year there's rumors of Battlefront 3 coming, and then those rumors get squashed, and then I just want it to happen because I think that would, if they did it right, I think that would be a really good game.
Did you see the studio who used to do a Pandemic, I think? Were they the ones who did Star Wars Battlefront?
I think so. I don't know. It's been a while since I played it.
Well, whenever EA closed them down, did you see the alpha?
Oh, yeah. I did see it. There was a long video of that, and it, I mean, obviously it was alpha stage, but it got me really excited and then obviously
depressed.
Yeah.
See, I only played Battlefront 2 for maybe like a couple hours because I didn't own it. I played at a friend's house. But it was really fun. I actually really enjoyed the game.
I remember having a discussion with Chris Cantu at the time, like before it came out, was like, we were playing, he's gotten so calm, and it was just, you know, it was so calm. And we're just like, you know, wouldn't it be really great if there was just some kind of, like, war game where you just played a normal dude in this gigantic battlefield. You weren't, like, some important general or, like, Master Chief or, you know, some important character like that. But you were just some normal guy that could, like, by your actions, change the tide of war. Mm-hmm. And then, like, a month or so later, he's like, dude, you gotta check out the Star Wars Battlefront game. I'm like, Star Wars? Why? And it's like, he's like, remember what we were talking about? Yeah. It's like, this game is it. And played it, and sure enough, you just play some normal foot soldier. But you end up, you can, like, change the tide of battle.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And they did bot matches. They got that right.
Yes.
They, I guess they had sort of a campaign. It wasn't really a great campaign, but it didn't, like, it was like Brink, where you Brink, it was obvious they didn't have a campaign. Battlefront, the bot matches were so good that it didn't even matter that they only had sort of a campaign.
Yeah. That's what more games need, bots.
Yeah, that's. I'd like to see that brought back.
That's one good thing about Black Ops. Like, Treyarch puts bots in the game as an option, so props to them for that. Speaking of, whenever I hear bots in a video game, the first two games I think of, and they actually did it pretty well for back in the day, Time Splitters 2.
Yes.
Did bots really freaking well, and I remember, like, you couldn't be the monkey and when you're playing multiplayer because, like, the monkey was so damn fast. Like, we made, like, a house rule, you couldn't be the monkey. And then the other one was Perfect Dark for the N64. That did bots pretty well as well. That was fun multiplayer. Do what?
I never played that one.
Oh, it was pretty fun with bots. So, sorry to go on a little sidestep there.
So we have NFL 2K, Star Wars Battlefront. What else?
Another one they've been teasing for a long time, Half-Life 3. Which I do believe that is happening, but I don't know how well I can trust that, because that's another one like Battlefront. There's been rumors of that happening for a while now.
Well, I'm pretty sure, you know, we'll get Half-Life 3 once we get Left 4 Dead Episode 3. Wait, you know, when we get Portal 3. No, wait. I saw some, like, forum or somewhere. It's just like, you notice how Valve is afraid of the number 3? What if the next game they come out, it's like Left 4 Dead and Portal and Half-Life all happen in the same universe? I'd be like, that's stupid and amazing.
Yeah, I would play that.
If a company could do it, it would be Valve. In some weird fucked up way, they'd do it. They managed to tie in Portal into the Half-Life universe. So we'll see how, you know, it'd be funny if they tied in Left 4 Dead as well.
So what is your fourth one?
The fourth one, and I haven't played it since I think it was on the PS1, was Siphon Filter. And I'm not even sure if I'm pronouncing that right, because it's been a long time since I've played that.
You got it.
But that was one of my favorite games. I'm pretty sure it was the PS1. When I was growing up, I used to play that. I used to rent it. Like, I probably spent more than what I would have paid
just to buy it outright.
I bought it three times. I probably rented it for that amount. But I used to play that all the time. And I think was it a PlayStation exclusive?
Yeah, it's a Sony.
Yeah, it was.
It's actually on the PSN store, I believe.
Really?
I think.
Yeah. They actually,
well, for they were PlayStation, really... I think for the PSP. I don't know about the PS3.
You can download the PS1 classics, I believe, on PS3 or PSP, and then they put out two on the PSP, and I know for the longest time they were like some of the best games for the PSP. So
actually, it's not never dead. Played. I never played Siphon Filter.
I played through the first one, and I remember that if you tase someone long enough, they caught on fire.
Yeah, nice. One of the best things in gaming history.
Well, now I need to play it.
Yeah, it's just funny for that. And you start off with it, like, right at the fucking beginning. It's great. I you know what? I have to agree with Siphon Filter. They need to do a new console version of it. Not just a PSP one. The PSP ones are cool, but we need a full-blown Siphon Filter.
Yeah.
What do you got, Greg?
Well, of course, I agree with Tim on giving Madden some competition. So 2K making an actual good football game, that would be nice. My main one, just from, like, when I think back of, like, playing a game as a kid, one game I think of all the time is Road Rash. Road Rash was awesome. I love that game. Like, I could get, like, a freaking cattle prod and drive down the road and cattle prod people and stun them, and then they just go into traffic. Like, it was just so much fun as a kid. I love that game.
I remember, like, if you drive on the side of the road, you can pick up, like, a stop sign and wail on people with it.
Like, Road Rash was just awesome. And I know several years ago, I think EA was actually working on a version of it, and I believe there's, like, some pictures or video floating around the internet of, like, a Road Rash from this gen, but they canned it and got rid of it. But that would have been awesome. I definitely would have bought that.
Yeah, I remember seeing that footage. It actually looked pretty freaking sweet.
So, that's mine. I loved Road Rash back in the day. Then you bring that back.
And on one series that I... I'm going to call out Nintendo on this because I love calling out Nintendo on their bullshit, is Nintendo, I think, has a triforce of games, and they missed one this past year. Zelda and Mario got their big 25th anniversary hurrahs, even fucking Kirby did, but they didn't do anything for Metroid. And I think Metroid is, to be honest, one of their big, strong franchises that they need to focus on more, because the Metroid Prime ones and the old classic Metroids have always just been fan-fucking-tastic, and it hurt me so much that they're like, Mario 25th anniversary, yay, and Zelda 25th anniversary, and Kirby gets a 20th anniversary. Okay, what you can do for Samus? Who? Metroid.
That's pretty sexist, Nintendo.
It's one of your big franchises. You know what? You know what? Fuck you guys. It's one I hope that with the Wii U that they do something big for it, because Metroid, I think Metroid, like, it doesn't do well for them in Japan, but it did really well over here in the States when it originally released, because it's just darker and it's one of their few franchises which is more mature for them, and Nintendo doesn't have a lot of mature titles.
Other than Cochran's Bad Fur Day. Talk about a mature title for Nintendo. That's the one.
You know what? I forgot about Conker, but you're right.
I remember it as, like, we probably shouldn't have been playing it, but as, like, middle schoolers playing Conker's Bad Fur Day all the time, that game was so much fun. I love the multiplayer on that game, actually. Like, the bears versus the squirrels, that shit was really fun.
Then the 64 copy now is worth like $80 for a copy in box. Cart only sells for like $40. It's ridiculous.
That is pretty ridiculous.
Oh god. Yeah, but that's not Nintendo. Get back to Metroid and give Samus her just dues, because she fucking deserves it. She fucking deserves it. Do we have any other games that we want to bring back, or sequels or remakes?
The only remake I would want to see is just Call of Duty 4 with, like, actual good servers. Because if I could get Call of Duty 4 without, like, the hackers now and actually stable connection, maybe dedicated servers, not this P2P garbage with lag compensation, I would play the hell out of that. That would be awesome. But that's probably not going to happen.
Wait, which? I'm sorry, I wasn't paying attention.
COD 4 remade with, like, actual stable online.
I would have been happy with Call of Duty 4 if they would have released more maps, to be honest.
Infinity Ward kind of just said F it and gave us, like, one map pack at the end of its lifetime, and that was it. But I definitely would, if that was remade, I'd play the hell out of that, because that's still by far the best COD. I'm actually interested to see what Respawn Entertainment comes out with, because Respawn Entertainment, you know, they're Infinity Ward's old, like, core group of devs that made COD 4, and then when Modern Warfare 2 came out, they had, you know, the big argument and lawsuits with Activision and left. Now they work for EA Publishing under Respawn Entertainment, so
yeah, they haven't had anything, did
they? They haven't yet. I think they're probably in the works of making stuff for next gen, so when next gen releases, they can just drop some games. But because they've been around, they've been with EA now for like 2 years, 2 or 3 years, so I'd be really interested to see what they could make.
I forgot about Respawn Entertainment. That's bad, though, if I forgot about Respawn Entertainment.
Yeah, I mean, they haven't come out with anything, but next gen, I expect them to come out with something.
You know what's the funny thing? Here's some random history about the two heads of the ex-heads of Infinity Ward who went and created Respawn.
Mm-hmm.
They got their start on Medal of Honor, which was owned by EA.
Yeah.
And then, Medal of Honor Frontline and Allied Assault, and then they wanted to do something else. They wanted to make it modern, and EA was like, no, we don't want to because we're afraid it won't make money. Working with World War II. So what they do, they went to Activision, create Infinity Ward so they could do their futuristic modern take on games, and now guess what? They're back with EA.
But now EA will actually have new modern stuff since they've let DICE do modern stuff with Battlefield.
Yeah. And the Medal of Honor franchise, which is what it is.
Yeah.
Have you
heard Shambles?
Yeah. A Linkin Park music video. Did you guys see that music video for Warfighter with Linkin Park?
I heard about it. I didn't see it.
Yeah, I didn't waste my time watching it.
Good, don't. It was bad. I already made someone else share in the pain, but I hurt not because of like what they were trying to do with the video, but because it was just so bad.
Wow.
It shows like this military guy come and talk to like this little boy to, you know, obviously tell him like his dad died or something like that. And they try to make it touching and stuff, but when I think touching moments, I really don't think Linkin Park.
Yeah, I don't really either.
Yeah, I haven't played Warfighter. I played the beta a little bit, but it seems like everything that's come out about it since it released has been bad.
Bad, yeah.
Game Informer gave it a 5. They didn't send out any early copies so that reviews could come out on time, so there were no reviews on release date, which might have been intentional, I guess.
Yeah. I just have zero interest in the Medal of Honor series. Like, DICE, just stick to Battlefield. I'll keep buying those. I don't care about Medal of Honor.
I really wanted the one before Warfighter to be really good, and I did buy it, and it had potential, but it just didn't. It was just one step below where it could have been.
Ditto. I have to agree with everything you just said. I bought it, and I had the exact same expectations, and exactly what you said. It's just below where it should have been.
Yeah.
Well, speaking of, you brought up Battlefield, Greg. Where's Bad Company 3? Give me Bad Company 3.
I think are they skipping it and just going to Battlefield 4 next year?
Probably, but I'd rather have Battlefield 3 because their characters are funnier.
And you mean Bad Company 3?
Yeah, my bad. Bad Company 3.
Yeah, I haven't heard anything about that, but they are making a TV show out of it.
Which is probably terrible.
Which will be bad.
Yeah, awful. It'll have a fitting name, Bad Company, that's for damn sure.
The single player campaign was awesome, and it was made for consoles, so it didn't have all the issues that Battlefield 3 had for consoles.
Yeah, I mean, Battlefield, back in the day, I loved Battlefield 2. That game was fun as hell on PC. I sucked at it because it was the first PC game I ever played, but it was really fun. I knew I'm going back, 2 weeks ago, but when I just said Battlefield 2, this made me think of it. Battlefield 2's menu music was amazing. Like, some of the best menu music ever. So I know we talked about music a long-ass time ago, but Battlefield 2, great fucking menu music. Just throwing that out there.
You just... speaking of DICE and Battlefield, give me another Mirror's Edge, not on the iPhone.
I played the demo for Mirror's Edge, but I didn't actually buy the game.
I don't know what it was about that game. I just like the aesthetics to it. It was just bright, colorful, and not a first-person, not shooter.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it got a lot of hype before it released, and it just sort of quietly released, and I don't think it really did all that well.
Yeah.
But I remember all it seems like all of the game shows up until it released, everybody was going nuts over it, and then I don't know, I didn't even remember when it had released. I didn't even know it had come out, but it'd be interesting to see if they did something else with it.
Yeah. I know DICE has said we haven't forgot it, we'll get back to it at some point, but I don't know. I don't really trust developers when they say, yeah, we'll get back to it at some point. I mean, there's still people waiting for Shenmue 3. So, you know. I guess we'll wrap it up here soon, but I just, do you guys have a game of the year for you in mind?
I do.
Yeah, I have one.
I already know Tim's, I think.
All right, if you guys want to share.
You can go ahead, Tim.
It was a light year for me for games, but I think mine's got to be Borderlands 2. And I can pretty much call it right now because there's the only other game that releases this year that I have any interest in is DayZ, and I don't know. I think that'll be good, but I don't think it'll be nearly as good as Borderlands 2 was.
Okay. Greg?
Mine is actually, before the game came out, I had no hype for it. Wasn't interested at all. Wasn't on my radar. So it was a big surprise. I'm going to go with Sleeping Dogs, actually.
Huh.
That's my game of the year. If I had an Xbox, it could possibly be Halo 4. I don't have an Xbox, so I can't say it's my game of the year since I don't even own it. Borderlands 2, I'll give it honorable mention. It's a fun game. I've enjoyed it a lot. I do want to keep playing it. But yeah, Sleeping Dogs was a really good game. Good combat, decent story. It's fun, which I think a lot of times these days, that's the biggest issue with video games, is they try to do all these things and be cool and edgy and all this crap, but they forget the most important thing, and it's the fun aspect of it. So Sleeping Dogs is really fun. That's my game of the year.
Okay.
What about yours?
So if I had to... I think next week, how about we do a year in review discussion?
Mm-hmm.
Does that sound good for you guys?
That would work.
Yeah, I think that'd be pretty cool. Just, disappointments of the year, highlights of the year, and just, different stuff like that. But I have to say, for game of the year, and it's been a weird year for me on gaming, I've definitely toned it a lot back since I don't work at GameStop anymore, but I still get to play some of the newer stuff, is that a retail title isn't my game of the year.
I'm going to say it's Journey.
Yeah. Journey blew me away with how fantastic it was, and I could go on and on about it, but Halo would be a close second, or that, or Forza Horizon, but Journey just encapsulated what a game is to me, and they didn't really set out to prove anything. They're just like, here's a game and play, not like Call of Duty or Halo or Forza where they have to prove, Call of Duty Black Ops 2 had to prove that, we're still Call of Duty, we're still good. Halo 4, they had to prove that, we know what we're doing. We're a new studio, but we love Halo and we know what we're doing with Halo. And with this game, they didn't really have to prove anything. They just had to make a good game, and they did. It has probably some of the best music of the year. It's what a game should be. It's just fun to play, and it leaves you wanting even more, but leaves you filled at the same time.
Okay, that's a good choice. I think I really need to play that game.
Yes, yes, you do. I recommend Journey for everyone if you have a PS3.
Yeah, I haven't gotten a chance to play it, but there was a couple of people that were raving about the art style and the music in it, so I'd like to try it out sometime.
Yeah. It's short. I mean, you could literally take no more than 2 to 4 hours, pretty much an evening or an afternoon, and beat it, and just makes you feel good about games.
I like feeling good.
Yeah, me too.
With that, I think we'll wrap it up for today.
Yeah, listen, any of you guys have anything else to share?
Don't believe so.
Nope.
But yeah, I think that's a good topic to hit on next week, since we are getting towards the end of the year. Like a year in review, disappointments, surprises, game of the years, all that kind of stuff.
I know there's still a few big things coming out, like Hitman Absolution and Far Cry, here in the next 3-4 weeks. And I guess we can always go back and touch base on those later.
But, yeah, certainly.
But for the most part, I think all the big surprises that are going to hit, half hit. But we could be wrong. Who knows?
All right. Well, I think that about does it then.
Tim, I'd like to thank you for covering for Amanda and special guest starring again.
Oh, absolutely. Thanks for having me back.
No problem, man.
So it's going to be George/Salvador out.
And you can go ahead, Tim.
Tim/Boiler out.
And Hot Pocket/Greg. Yeah, I reversed it.
Ooh.
I said my real name last.
Oh, okay. Try to be different from us. Okay.
I'm hip. What? I'm a hipster. Yep. I got them black square frames on.
Kill yourself, please. Or at least, you know what? I hope your PS3 breaks itself again.
Well, my PS3's never bricked itself. That's just my Xbox. But my PS3 does freeze all the time when I'm playing COD now. That's not my PS3's fault. That's COD's fault.
Okay, bro. Something bad happened with Call of Duty.
That's already been happening.
Alright, I'll see you next week.
Alright, later.
I'll see you later.
A dog? What the hell am I listening to? What are you doing to that thing?